This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally, toll free at 1-800-447-4463. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
And welcome to Party Line on a finally Friday. And thank you to our sponsors, Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Brent Capps, your Edward Jones advisor. Big deals, save money right now at WeLoveBigDeals.com. Simple Time Antiques, step back into a simple time. Voldeco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency. Caring for you is what we do. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper, plus Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. Our telecast online at HoosierLandTV.com, always made possible by the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Blackhawk Winery, Ellis Jewelers, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBuy Computer Sales and Service, Ye Olde Spirit Shop, 51 West Event Center, BCS in Michigan Town, and Minute Print It. I'm Kevin with WILO Afternoon Guy, Bill Gantz.
Good morning.
Here, good morning. You had a confused look on your face at first,
did
Bill.
I?
Yes.
Oh, I was messing with this.
Oh, okay.
Headphone things.
Okay.
They're confusing.
Okay, good deal. Got that figured out now. All right. Let's start with the Skywatch weather forecast. 34, the daytime high today with mostly sunny skies and cloudy tonight, low down to 25. Has some scattered showers across the area tomorrow with a high 43 and a high at 39 and sunny skies on Sunday. It's 19 now at your official weather station, WILO.
I believe it.
Yeah, yeah. Was 22 about an hour ago. It's actually went down a couple degrees here. It's kind of weird. But all the way up to 35 today on Black Friday. Coming up at 8:45 this morning, I believe we're going to get in touch with Daryl Sanders with EMA. Daryl's going to have a pot of chili for us here, too, before too long.
Really?
Yeah, I talked him into it a couple weeks ago. On
All right.
Here. Yeah. And then at 9 o'clock, supposed to have Rich Kelly with the Clinton County Sheriff's Office this morning. And again, it is the day after Thanksgiving, and, you know, Ken usually emails people and texts them and stuff to make sure. And I've been doing that some this week, so we've been able to have most of our guests, so. The day after Thanksgiving, we know it's kind of a crapshoot, though.
Oh, sure.
Don't know what's going on.
Yeah, these people may be, you know, sleeping in or spending time with their family.
Nothing wrong with that. And if that's the case, that's all right, too. I know a lot of people who do Thanksgiving the day after or, like, the weekend after or something.
Oh, yeah.
So, all certainly understandable. We had a good time at West Lafayette yesterday at Shell's dad's house, and I think we're going to go down and see my mom on Sunday is okay. My plans.
So okay.
Be good to see her and my brothers and most of my sisters-in-laws.
Most of them?
Most of them,
okay.
Yeah. So we've got the WILO Children's 12 Days of Christmas in full swing right now. Basically, next Monday, I believe, Todd Berryman will start giving away prizes. On December 2nd. Is that Monday? It's got to be. It's got to be. It's next Thursday, actually.
Okay.
So maybe not. Sometime next week, Todd Berryman at 7:20 will start giving away prizes.
I think we're really starting to nail down this 12-day Christmas.
Yeah,
stuff.
Right. I know.
Seem to really got a handle on how it works and when it starts.
It's not changed for 40 years. That's the thing. So daily winners announced weekdays, December 2nd through the 16th. Around 7:20 each morning with Todd Berryman. And then on the 12th day, which is Friday, December 17th, the big grand prize, Children's Bicycle Awarded from each location. So you get your kids or grandkids registered now. We want them to be between the ages of 3 and 10.
Mm-hmm.
And your registration locations include Blackhawk Winery in Sheridan, Center Township Trustee Office in Frankfort, Ellis Jewelers in downtown Frankfort, Holden Pharmacy in Frankfort, Home National Bank in Thorntown, Lanin's Furniture and Mattress in downtown Frankfort, Wampler Services in Frankfort, plus Wilson Farm Market near Arcadia. And we've added the Clinton County Family YMCA and the Boys and Girls Club registration points this year as well. Now, that's new to me.
Yeah.
I think we did that last year, but I hadn't seen that yet this year. So.
Well, I went into the YMCA on Tuesday with my son because that was kind of like the Friday for him.
Sure.
Schools were out.
Right.
So we did our usual thing. We went to go swimming at the Y, and we're walking up there and get to the door, and it says, pool closed Tuesday.
No! Too bad for little William.
Yeah, so we went upstairs and walked.
Oh, okay. Walked 3 miles. The track.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Not near as fun, but
no,
just as good for you.
But we saw the box there, and soon there'll be a tree there and gifts and a bike and a holdie.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So get registered now, and you can register at each location, which is kind of what we encourage you to do to help your chances, right?
That's right.
Okay, so it's Black Friday, and I know Liz has been working very hard. Liz DeRosa, one of our office managers. Or the office manager, I guess. And since it's Black Friday, I don't know what the deals are, but if you go to WeLoveBigDeals.com, I know she's got some holiday stocking stuffers ready for you to go.
Well, all right.
And we may have to pull that up in a minute here, and I'll read a few off for you. We can see what all we got.
Yeah.
So if you want to, you can make sure you add us to your contact list because Liz will be sending out some email blasts, too, that are coming up this month because we've got a lot of deals on big deals over the next month with Black Friday, of course, today and all kinds of Christmas ideas over the next month. So check that out early and often, just like you vote.
Get Liz blasting you.
Oh, yeah.
Liz blast you a little bit.
She'll blast you, all right. Mm-hmm. And so we have our app back working now, too. Don't forget about that, the WILO app in your Google Play Store or Apple iPhone Store, Apple Store, I guess it's called. And all that's working good just in time for us. I think I've shared with the listener some. We're getting ready to switch over some of our computer systems here at the radio station. And it's probably going to take down the app for a day or two just as we get everything back. Then it'll come back up. Newer and bigger and better than ever.
That's okay.
I figured out the buttons late Tuesday, how to change the background colors and stuff like that.
All so, right.
Yeah, we're going to play around with that a little bit. Yes, yes. So when you go to your Apple Play Store or your Google Play Store, all you got to do is just punch in some real general information, which is just like your name and email address and stuff. And then we get to save that. And that way you get registered with the app then, and that'll make you eligible for some other ways that we're going to be able to do contesting on our app and other things like that. So make sure you get registered and don't just skip past that step. All right. Let's see. I think this is tomorrow. Let's see. Yes, tomorrow, Saturday, November 27th. 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Frankfurt Eagles Lodge. Suzanne Spicer, our puzzle extraordinaire, will be putting together the competitive puzzling competition. 500-piece jigsaw puzzle, and you got a team of four to see who can complete it the fastest. They're going to have breakfast from C&R Catering, soft drinks included. So this is all at the Eagles. And if you need more information today, contact Suzanne. She doesn't mind when you call her, 601-2297, with 765 area code, 601-2297. I enjoy doing jigsaw puzzles, but I don't know that I could do it competitively.
Not competition ready.
Yeah, no. Ready. That's right. Haven't got my practice in. Also, don't forget that the Farmhand Band, which is hard to say, is going to be performing at the Community Christian Church. That's at 1944 South Jackson in Frankfurt. Having a love offering and refreshments to follow that night, which is December 12th, 6 p.m., again at the Community Christian Church. Now, this band has received 32 major awards and was selected Bluegrass Gospel Group of the Year in 2019 and 2020. If you need more information, just show up that night for music and fellowship, or you can call Dan at 242-1108. I promised Dan we'd talk about that a little bit between now and then.
Bring a love donation.
Yes, that's right. Tomorrow is the thank you parade for Charles. Charles Fry, that is. Everybody's meeting over at Frankfurt High School around 11 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Okay.
And, of course, we've had Madeline Carr on the program here a couple times to talk about that. And I actually saw Charles the other day when I was driving around. He was just standing right there waving.
Hey.
So I waved back, and if you would like to make his day special tomorrow, they're having a thank you parade for Charles Fry. Everybody's meeting with balloons and banners and poster board and glitter over at Frankfort High School around 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Everybody's going to dress up their cars and then basically do a drive-by parade at Charles's house sometime between when you get your car decorated up, get lined up, and staged, and then a drive-by parade at Charles's home somewhere in Frankfort. So if you want to get in on that, you can do that tomorrow.
Yeah.
Now, tomorrow is Small Business Saturday.
Okay.
And I know that as you and I had talked earlier this week with Shan and Kim about what they're doing in downtown Frankfort, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, they were going out to maybe Kirkland and Michigan Town and some other communities too for the Small Business Saturday. And they're going to go out, and if you're shopping at one of the small businesses, Shan or Jason or Kim or somebody may just come videotape you with a cell phone and give you a prize, okay? So we don't know what they're going to have exactly, but I'm sure it'll be some gift cards and goodies.
Videotape you with a cell phone and give you a prize.
That's right.
Okay. Do you have to do the video to get the prize? Can I just have the prize?
I don't know. I'm going to guess it's probably just already rolling, and it's just a quick, hey.
Okay.
Thanks for shopping local.
All right. So
today's Black Friday.
Yes.
And tomorrow's Small Business Saturday. Isn't Monday Cyber Monday or something like that, where they say that that's where most of the online shopping is done?
I think you're right, but what you skipped over was Sleep In Sunday.
Yes, that's right.
Come on. Yeah,
that's coming up Sunday. That's right. That's the most important holiday.
That
before.
Is. Come on.
So do you guys get Christmas online or from the store or half and half? Because I think we're about half and half.
I think my wife orders a lot of things online. Mm-hmm. I probably order less things online and get them in person. So
yeah,
it's probably about half and half.
Yeah. I saw something on our show prep this morning. I forget what the numbers were, but it got me thinking about that there's sometimes you just have the convenience of online, especially if it's something that you don't have to take the kids in and try to let them try it on first or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If you know it's something you want, you can get that convenience, and that's nice. And then, of course, go out and support small businesses too, right?
Yes.
And, you know, it is the small businesses that oftentimes have the unique stuff that you just can't find at Walmart or Target or something like that. So,
or sometimes it's nice because you don't have to fight a crowd of people for whatever it is.
Love that too, yeah.
I don't mind at all. Yeah. I'd rather pay an extra few bucks.
Exactly.
Well worth it.
You're paying for convenience there too, right?
Uh-huh.
Well worth
it. Of not being around 700 people buying cream corn at the same time.
Yeah, in their PJs. Also going on in our community, a couple weeks ago, they had the double feature of It's a Wonderful Life at the St. Matthew United Methodist Church in 1951 Wilshire Drive in Frankfort. And coming up here next Saturday and next Sunday, so a week from tomorrow and Sunday, next weekend, they're doing the drive-through living nativity as they're celebrating Christmas. Hope and peace depicted in 6 scenes, celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. It's free. And again, just drive through. It's a living nativity scene. So they will have people over there actually set up. Right?
Live.
It's live, right.
Yes.
That's what living means.
Yeah.
So, all right.
And remember, no man is a failure who has friends, George. That's from the end of the movie. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
So today is the day after Thanksgiving, and a lot of people are off work. And that's cool.
That's great.
Yeah. More power to you.
Yes.
And you were nice enough to wake up this morning, Bill, and actually come in and do party line with me, because you didn't really have anything to do here afterwards, do you?
No. Like, when it gets close to vacation times here, because I work another job too, I like to just get things wrapped up before it's, get everything finished and
before the holidays, right?
Yeah, like, I mean, you get all the work done that needs to be done.
Right,
yeah,
right.
You know, that's what I try to do. But then I was in here the other day, and of course, you've received several texts, and we have listeners calling in that they like Bill on here. But then, you know, what we don't. They don't see is, and after we get off of here, the 30 to 40 calls, they're like, I don't have Bill on there. So, I mean, I'm in here for the four people that are excited. For
that's
the 45 people, I'll be gone next week. Ken will be back for you.
That's not true. Nah. That's not true. Nothing but positive vibes.
But, yes, this morning driving in here, yeah, there's not a lot of traffic out there.
Yeah, you got right through, right?
Which also I thought there might be some, just people like getting up and going to the mall. Or,
sure.
You know,
yeah,
but
like Friday.
No, there's, it was me and four people. So, yeah.
Cool. Street sweeper in downtown. All right. Very good. Well, Cindy has left a guest for or a message for our guest, which is Daryl Sanders. So maybe I know Daryl oftentimes listens. So if he's available, he can give us a call anytime.
Or keep on sleeping.
That's all right, too. Well, there's little sympathy for among Pacer fans for LeBron James after he got a pair of fans kicked out of Wednesday night's game in Indianapolis. James pointed the fans out, and security walked him out of the arena with less than 3 minutes to go in overtime. No one's saying what the fans said. Pacer fans online are among those calling LeBron Le Snitch. Have you seen that?
I have not.
And saying that pro athletes should be able to handle a little heckling from an opposing crowd.
Yeah.
And I agree with that. Now, if they were calling him really bad, racially charged, or, you know, nasty things,
yeah,
I can see some
I'm
of
sure
that.
They probably weren't. It's in a giant thing, but hey, you
well,
know
LeBron's
what?
A wuss anyway.
LeBron James is the biggest dope I've ever heard, so
right.
I don't associate myself with any of it.
But I'm like the fans here. I'd like to think he could handle. He'd have a pretty thick skin here. I mean, you know,
no.
Pro sports is kind of like politics. But no, he's a woke wuss.
He is definitely a woke little baby. So, and who he plays for too? The NBA. It's
true.
Out of all the leagues, man.
I agree.
I'm surprised. I'm still glad you have fans. Hats off to you. Who is watching NBA basketball?
I don't know. I've
Good
wondered
Lord.
That the last several years, man.
Jeez.
There's just a small contingent of people who do, but the ratings have been terrible.
Fuck.
The sales of the tickets have been down, you
of
know,
course.
In every major market.
Yeah.
So anyway, LeBron staying in the news anyway.
Yeah.
Indiana's attorney general is once again telling students at Muncie Central High School that school is for learning, not for politics. Yay.
Okay.
Attorney General Todd Rokita's office reminded students that Black Lives Matter is a political group, as students once again protested this week about school security officers taking their Black Lives Matter posters down. The students claim the posters were part of an assignment. They invited Rokita to speak with them, but his office says he got the invitation just 1 hour before students wanted to meet. Rokita has been clear about politics in schools in Indiana. He said school cannot promote one perspective over another. I appreciate him keeping an eye on this, but I think that ship has probably sailed.
Well, I you know what?
In the public schools, anyway.
When it comes to Black Lives Matter, I don't know what evaporates faster, water in the hot sun or the momentum behind this group.
Yeah.
Because it's over. Man, look around at your next Black Lives Matter protest. Look who's there.
Mm-hmm.
See any black people? Not very often.
No.
Okay. But also, this group, you know, I think it was last year, we were talking about it, and I came in here, I'm like, Have you been to their website? Because I just went to their website.
Yeah, I remember that.
I said, do you know on there that it says they are for the destruction of the nuclear family?
Yeah.
And you're like, what? And
I remember
this. And then like 2 days later, then somebody at the Republican National Convention is giving a speech, and they're like, it actually says it on there. You can go there. I'm like, thank you for finally pointing. And then 2 days later, it's magically gone.
Yeah.
We don't have the About Me page anymore and want to talk about it because it's so silly and stupid. And then over this whole time, people found out, that's mostly just grifters taking your money.
Yeah.
All that money's gone. You go to, how many stories have I read on the internet of of church leaders in black areas that need help. And hey, did you get any? We haven't seen one cent of that stuff.
That's right.
You know, thanks for nothing.
That's
you know,
right.
Has this organization built one school, helped one family, one child?
Fed a community.
Not a dang thing. It was a ripoff from the beginning.
Yeah.
It was Marxist and communist, and it said it on the page.
Yeah, it did. It did.
And so these kids in high school, whatever, hanging up posters, they're kids. They don't know any better.
Right.
It's not like it's a movement and it's taking hold. It's actually on the run, which is good because it was really awful.
Yeah. Amen. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
Indiana's governor says the state must be smart about how it ends its emergency order. We're still talking about this. Governor Eric Holcomb yesterday said he understands that people in the state and lawmakers at the Capitol are upset with the ongoing order, but he said simply canceling Indiana's emergency declaration could do more harm than good. The governor says he's more than willing to work with lawmakers to roll back most of the order when the legislature returns to the Capitol in January. I say let's just be done with it.
It seems that most of the turn on a TV, you know, turn on this Saturday, Michigan, Ohio State, there's going to be more than 10 people in there.
Yes.
They're all packed in there. Look at the interstate. Look around.
What do they hold in one of those big collegiate
stadiums? 200 and some thousand.
Yeah.
It's. I was there one time. I got to go in. And when you were on one end and you looked at the other end, people cheering, it looked like a video game or something. It didn't even look real. It's like an ocean of people. It's amazing.
Yes.
Yeah, so
until you see the perspective, you can't put it in perspective
you get there,
on TV.
It's amazing.
You're right.
And Michigan is kind of interesting, too, because it sits in the ground. So when you walk in, you walk down. The top of it is actually the ground level.
It's
a bowl.
You know, okay,
you go inside.
That's cool.
But yeah, it's very interesting. But yeah, I mean, take a look around.
Yeah, 200,000 people in the stands together.
Yeah, yeah, you know, there's vaccines out there. And again, I'm a vaccine. I don't think it's going to hurt you. I think it's great. The people dropped everything they were doing. This is what happens when all the scientists stop and work on something together.
Yeah.
So it's good for you to go out and get it. But then a lot of people have immunity from having it. And that's important, too.
Right.
And then actually, I think I've asked you about this before. I wonder how many people in the United States are left that have either not been vaccinated or not had it.
Yeah.
How many people are left that have not contracted it, lived through it, or been vaccinated through it? Where are those people?
You know, that's a great question.
Are there any left?
I don't know how you keep track of those numbers, but yeah, you'd think there'd be some left. Absolutely.
But
maybe
where
few,
are
but
they?
Who, right?
Yeah,
because everyone I know has either had it or had the vaccination.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
You know,
yeah,
and hey, I don't know everybody, and I'm sure there's lots of people, but
right.
I wonder where they are, like where that population is.
Singer Bryan Adams posted on Instagram that he tested positive after arriving in Italy, and he's got COVID twice in a month. The first time left him unable to perform at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So twice in 1 month, huh? And we get those, there's breakthrough cases too. We were talking with Rodney Wan, I think, earlier this week. That's where someone has been vaccinated, and then still contracts COVID.
Yeah.
Plus, former President Trump is again hinting at a 2024 run, sent a Thanksgiving message saying America will never fail and a wonderful future lies ahead. This comes ahead of a court hearing Tuesday as Capitol riot investigators try to get his records.
Ooh,
sounds like a...
It's exciting stuff.
Yeah, thriller. Carl Lane, good morning to you.
Good morning, Kevin, Mr. Gant.
Howdy.
Their Thanksgiving dinner go real good yesterday, or have you heard?
You know, I have not heard, but I'm guessing since we've not heard, it probably did. They've done this for several years, and they pretty much got it down to a science.
Well, that's good. We're very blessed in this community to have people like that that do them kind of things, plus the Salvation Army and United Way and everything. We're just a blessed, blessed community.
I agree. I couldn't agree more.
So, I got Tay Bear, answer this question.
Oh, another one. Here we go. I'm ready.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is it legal? I don't know anything about guns because I don't own one. But that gun attempt, that one boy was carrying down through the street. It was like a rifle. What kind of guns are those things?
I am trying to think of what he was carrying. I think it was AR. Not for sure. It was an assault rifle. I do know that. And, yes, it is legal.
Well, can just anybody go buy them things?
I'm not for sure. I think all the rules and laws vary from state to state. But, yes, for the most part, I think you can get one of those.
Well, see, I don't think... I want people to own guns if that's what they want.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not against that. But I just don't think people should... I think there ought to be some kind of fine if you own a gun and you carry it outside the house and around like that, whatever that kid had,
mm-hmm.
down the street. You understand what I'm saying? Because you're just basically giving people permission to shoot other people.
Well, again, it's not the gun, it's the people.
Yeah. I know that, but if they didn't have the gun, they wouldn't do that, would they?
That's true.
Well, then why should you walk down the street with one of them guns? Please have the guns.
Well, this is something I don't know a ton about, but the little I have read. This guy went to help people from people burning their businesses and trying to keep people safe and people being beaten up in the street and just trying to – did not go there to cause trouble and to shoot people.
He shot three.
I understand.
Yeah. That was after he was attacked.
And
by
he was attacked by people. So when you're attacked by people, I know that the prosecution or whoever, these were heroes out there protesting, whatever. They had lengthy criminal records.
Mm-hmm.
These people weren't gonna just grab his gun and talk to him and teach him the light and the right way of why we're out here protesting. They're gonna beat him to death, Carl.
Yeah,
beating
him with a
I don't like
no
to get much into this.
Desert.
Well, I mean, hey, it's not good that he shot people, but those people wouldn't be dead if they didn't attack him first. Yeah. So that's how I feel about it.
Yep, self defense.
So there's really no answer. There's really no answer to this, is there?
Well, the answer would be don't come to my community and burn my stuff down.
Yes.
Maybe that sends out a message most of America isn't okay with that kind of stuff.
Well, no, they're not. They're not. I understand that. So, hey, another thing, I'll get off here. I didn't hear anything about COVID. Is COVID going down any, or is it still going up?
You know what? I have not seen anything since I've been in here Wednesday, Carl, as far as any recent numbers or anything.
Uh-huh.
Not sure. We may have to get that information early next week from Rodney or Dr. Tharp.
Well, heck, I might be dead by then.
Well,
don't get out of here.
I hope not.
Well, we got to have that information.
I know that. Absolutely.
Yeah. CDC.gov. CDC.gov is where you should go for COVID information.
I don't know all that stuff, Teddy Bear. I listen to 96.9, Teddy Bear, to get my news, okay?
Okay.
And thank you for that.
Hey, you guys have a... wonderful weekend.
You too,
you too,
Red.
Carl. Appreciate that. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come right back. Clinton County Sheriff Rich Kelly next on Wylo's Party Line.
1570 AM and 96.9 FM. This is WILO, Frankfort.
We want to tell you that we're licensed for the public good. A trustee who's promised that we would examine needs and problems of our own community and program in an effort to meet the needs you see. If you will listen, then you will see how you can help us do more for our community. Write a helpful letter to our management telling what you think of all the time we spent with your thoughts and comments on how we may best serve. What can we do? Unless you object, your letter's a public view during our business hours.
This is WILO Frankfort.